This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome back to Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and I'm your host for today, along with
Boaz, what's up?
The other co-host. Yeah. This is our last episode.
Yeah.
Is that like a good thing or a bad thing in your mind?
It'll save up some more time for other stuff, you know?
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I feel like it's constant that's like gone away now. Like, I'm not going to have to worry about making a new episode every week, you know?
It's going to be good.
Yeah. So the point of this episode is just to go over everything that we've done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I'll start off. I'll explain what happened before you got here.
Yeah.
So the show is made by Carl Myrie. Some people might remember them. And then I joined on like the second episode. Then there was lots of episodes, Hobbies and New Year's, there was me taking over, and I started with that Friendships and Relationships. And then I had Army People on the podcast. Can you believe that?
Damn.
It was actually really intimidating because I forgot about it. So I showed up late, and there were these guys, and like there were two chicks and one and two guys, and they were in their like uniform and everything. I was like, dang, hey guys, sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had you, and that was talking about spare time and hobbies.
Yeah.
How did you find that first episode though? First thoughts?
I was nervous, I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't even notice, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
I was just like, wow, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the first time I've been like on a talking show, you know?
True. Doing,
yeah.
Look at you now.
Man.
So cool.
Man, in the studio 24/7.
Yeah, you can be on the edge in the future, you know?
Yo, it's gonna be so fun.
That's like that's the main goal. Wow. And how about that talk? Do you remember anything about the actual talk?
Not really.
I just remember we talked about your rowing, and I was like, wow, rowing person.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, spare time and hobbies,
that makes sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I had just advertised, and I kept harassing Mr. West.
Yeah, bro. Wait, can I tell the story on how I joined? Okay. So, I'm in a film and television class where the teacher's Mr. West, and Jovi got in contact with Mr. West, going like, yo, is there anyone that wants to join this podcast?
Yeah, you're making me sound desperate here, bro.
I was. Yeah. And Mr. West was just like, oh, yo, there's this person who's like hassling about me, about like
hassling,
like she won't stop emailing me and stuff.
I sent two emails, just for the record.
He's always dramatic with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
But so I was just like, oh yo, that would actually be kind of cool, look good on my CV type thing.
It would look good on your CV.
So you know, I got in contact with Jovi, and I guess we kind of just...
He's like the most dry emailer ever. I had to go to like Snapchat just to talk with you. You were terrible. I was like, am I actually going to have this guy on my show?
I mean, yo, give me your email address real quick. Like, bro,
I had your email. He gave me your email, and I was like, I don't know if your last name was Boaz or your first name was Boaz, because emailing systems for schools are so whack.
But let's be real, I'm checking my phone on other things than the emails.
Yeah, you don't seem like someone that would just check your emails regularly.
No, not really, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
That was me advertising for a person, and then that was us doing like your little trial run if you liked it or not.
Yeah.
Did you feel forced into being on here? Like joining me?
Well, I mean, it was my choice.
It was your choice?
Yeah. I did want to join.
Okay. Just checking. I hope. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, just making sure, you know.
I'm a slave to this podcast.
Yeah, basically, I have to force him to show up for episodes, remind him constantly. Okay, anyways, you can carry on from where we left off after you joined us.
All right, let's see. We talked about deadlines, internet addiction, peer pressure. I remember that one. Leadership, community, entrepreneurship, self-esteem and body image, clothing choices, climate change, effective communication, organizing, practice makes perfect, and fair appointments. Man, we did a lot of episodes.
Yeah, that was a lot. Because this is our like 42nd episode.
Dang.
Yeah. I was going to say peer pressure and what was it? Leadership, we had the mayor. That was a pretty okay one. You weren't there though.
No, I wasn't.
Entrepreneurship, you weren't there for that one either. That one was with that clothing dude, the...
Oh, yeah.
I feel so bad. Rick the Ship or whatever,
yeah.
The clothing brand.
Yeah.
That one was pretty cool. I enjoyed that one. And self-esteem and body image was when I was sick and you were away.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's going to do this episode? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I did it while I was sick. That was a real trooper moment for me, to be honest. And then it was clothing choices. That was your first one that you did, like, with your own questions, wasn't it?
I don't know. I let you be in charge of that one? Yeah.
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 You've forgotten entirely. It's cool. It's cool. In fact, he used ChatGPT for his questions, but don't we all?
What can I say?
Organizing, practice makes perfect. You did practice makes perfect. That was your one as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on then. After those episodes, what else did we do?
All right. We got to tell you about ourselves in the Get to Know the Host episode.
That was just honestly a filler, I feel like, because we didn't have any guests or anything. So we're just like, let's just do one on our own. Because I was extremely conscious that if we did too many where it was just us two, then people would get bored. They'd be like,
straight up.
I can't trust these two. They're just teenagers. I need actual guests who know stuff. So that was fun. And then after that, I think we tried sorting our stuff out because we were still pretty lax.
Yeah, straight
figuring
up.
Out how to work out with each other.
Like, we went to the library, came up with all the questions. Like, we're just going to get, like, all the questions sorted out for the rest of the year.
And, like, the topics and guests and stuff. That was fun. carry on, though.
All right. So, we ended up doing volunteering, owning pets, moving countries/cities as a student, getting each of the three driving licenses, buying your first car, voting politics, tips and tricks for exams, applying for scholarships, study link, summer jobs, CVs, and party culture.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of those.
Because those are like the most recent. Yeah. Like in the other half of the year, you just block it out, you know, because you're
Long ago.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about that anymore. Well, for this episode, we do. Do we want to get into the questions then? Are there any kind of things you remember from recording any of those episodes that you really care to mention?
What was it? I think it was one of the licenses I got Pierce on.
Oh, that was your first one all on your own.
Yeah.
Bro, I still haven't listened to that one. I'm like kind of scared too.
That was just a straight up story time.
Really?
Of him just telling like car stories and like learning from each experience kind of thing.
I don't even want to listen to this episode anymore. Like, I was kind of tempted to because I was like, that was his first one. And you told me how like he ran through all the questions in the first half.
Bro, I know.
Oh man, fun stuff.
What can you do?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, what was it? Voting in politics, we got that guest like a day before recording, didn't we?
Straight up, bro. I got my cousin on, bro.
Yeah, he was great. Even better that he was 17 and actually hasn't voted before, but political family, so I guess it's all right, right?
Yeah, no one wants to listen to us because we're teenagers, so we'll just get another one on.
Exactly. It was so good. No, I think I asked someone from like the official organization and then like the amount of times that I would go to a guest and like email them and they'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm not available. Or they'd be like, yeah, I can do it. And then they wouldn't tell me when they wanted to.
Yeah.
So great. Loved it. It really put us, you know, right on the...
Yeah, bro.
Pressure was on. I was going to say, what else was there? Applying for scholarships when we both didn't really apply for either.
Was that when that lady was in?
No, that was StudyLink.
StudyLink.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll get onto those questions that we had then, right? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. One. Right. Can you share your favorite episode? Off the top of your head?
My favorite. Oh, off the top of my head. Okay.
Think about it. This is when like 5 minutes of like silence ensues.
My favorite episode. Oh, shoot. It was tips and tricks for exams, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, that was just fun to talk about.
Okay, like, I was going to say...
Don't forget your water bottle.
Yeah, don't forget your water bottle. Don't bring a metal water bottle. I was going to say mine was, the one where we were talking about summer jobs and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I can relate to that, because I've had like 3 jobs.
So, true.
Yeah, working all of this summer. and the other one was supposed to be the clothing one. That was actually pretty cool because...
Oh, yeah.
He just seemed like a real down-to-earth bloke. And also with my cousin. It's just easier when you do it with family, to be honest, because, like, you already know them.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, you don't have to force formalities or anything.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay, why was it your favourite?
I don't know. I just felt like it was really easy to talk about that topic.
Because, like, it's, like, the easiest topic ever.
It straight up is.
What can teens talk about that teens know about? Yeah. Exams. Straight so up. Fun. Awesome. Yeah, no. Next question.
Alright.
Who was your favourite guest that you had the opportunity to interview? Basically, like, the same, to be honest. And what made the interview special, though? Special.
Alright.
Really special.
So, my favourite one was probably when my cousin Caleb came on.
Yeah.
And what made it special is that he wasn't that knowledgeable on the topic.
It was actually hilarious, because, like, didn't we have to re-record it I accidentally deleted the recording?
He would straight up just wave his arm like, stop the recording. I needed to think.
Like, the awkward silences where he'd be like, oh, I actually don't know the answer to that because I've never voted. And didn't he lie about being 18 too at one point?
Yeah, I think at
that
the
was
very
the
start,
crack up part.
Like, yo, like, do we just, like, pretend that we know what we're talking about?
And I wasn't agreeing with it, but, you know, we did it and it was crack up. And then the recording deleted anyways, so I just made sure that he was honest.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy, you know?
Absolutely. At Tips for Teens, we do not lie.
No, we do not. Do we, Boaz?
We do not.
I feel like you're lying right there.
No.
No, not at all. He's a very trustworthy person, I would know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. For me, my favourite guest. Yeah, probably my cousin too, because he's mean and lots of teasing and stuff. So it was like, you weren't there, but it was just good chemistry for the thing. That's about it.
Yeah.
Special because he's a cousin and you, like, know them, you know? I'd probably say my sister and my dad too, because they were also in the show.
Yeah, true. Talking about buying your first car, eh?
Buying first car with dad and restricted license or whatever with my sister, who's like 28 and took everything ages ago. I don't know why we asked her on there.
But when your dad came on for the buying your first car, and I was talking about, like, when you buy your first car, make sure it's not that good. So if you trash it, he gave me looks. He was like, yo, trash it.
Yeah. He's, remember his motto here, be kind to your car.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'll clear this up. I did not mean that you need to try to crash your car.
Well, this is the episode where we all go back on our word, like, hey, in this episode, I said this and I didn't mean it. I didn't reach.
Yeah. I mean, like,
it's your first car,
you know, if you mess up, then, like, it's the highest chance
you're
gonna mess up.
Like, that you should get a car that isn't super nice so that if someone crashes into you or you crash into someone else, it's all like, oh my goodness, my car. Anyways, I wasn't paying attention to the time, so we'll just ask the next question later on. This is Tis Teens and Everything in Between.
The song we're using is Not Many by Scribe.
There we go. Thanks for saving me there. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. See you soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo. But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any, not many. If any, how many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check to the mic, check the 1-2 from a crew coming through. Are you hype yet? Nowadays everybody wanna talk, but we got someone on scribe. Ain't got nothing when I'm up in the live. It can't fun when you're feeling the vibe. You know scribe is taking me high. Level with the double bass, vibrate, shit the plates in your vertebrae. Y'all hit a man, move like a RS. Super rude with a crew, come equipped like a body kit. Lyrically, vibe burn quick. So 1 foot is missed out to his tongue like a stale fish. This kid ain't aches from the vape when they get with the scribe. I'm live like a 05. I got a vibe like a beehive. But when the mother from the square to the pier by the seaside, I get y'all know the way that we ride around town on the down low. Never know what the flow pro drop, drop. Can't stop hip hop cause it don't stop. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any. Not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any. Not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Something
put a ride on cruise control. With the bass vibration, the vibe like an earthquake. In the state and I good for y'all. You made a great mistake. I snap the game, move the arm. Sit with this, flick the switch. Nitrous kick on the trip with some new shit. Real deal like Cody Field. And no telling if you ride like Mike, it just might. Rock right, do we drop tight. T club, get it on, representing all night. Take flight like night kicks, the lip tricks, and it quick. When the vibe hit, the don't sit, just get on down. I'm profound with the sound, and we pound with the underground. Don't sit, just get on down. I'm profound with the sound, and we pound with the underground. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, infinity, not many, infinity. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, infinity, not many, infinity. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? Next time you come on down to North Canterbury, it's all good. It's all good when you come down to my hood and come to South Canterbury. It's all good. It's all good when you come down to my hood and come to East Canterbury. It's all good, yeah. It's all good when you come down to my hood and go to West Canterbury. It's all good, yeah. It's all good up in my neck of the woods.
Welcome back to Tipsy Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi, and I'm your host for today, along with Boaz,
hey.
The other co-host.
Yeah.
I love how I do that. I was just, yeah, the just other co-host. The He's
other,
just there.
The other guy in the corner.
I do appreciate you, so don't worry about it. Even if I sound really mean, appreciate you, man.
Yeah. I appreciate
heart
you,
heart to
too.
Heart here.
Yo.
Okay, even though you bully me a lot, it's cool.
I mean, you're doing most of the work, so.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, anyways, we're going to get right back into it. We were talking about, like, questions about our episodes that we made and stuff. You know, I was trying to sum it up and I really failed there. I was like, what did we actually talk about? I was too focused on the whole conversation with
summing
cars.
Summing up the previous half of
like highlights. We're doing a YouTube rap, you know?
Yeah, facts.
So anyways, I've been saying a lot. You can ask the next question.
Alright.
I'm gonna let you.
Let's see. What is one of the biggest challenges you face while making episodes for the podcast?
I feel like you just skipped a question.
Question four, right?
We're up to question three.
Oh no, we've already done the memorable moments.
No, we have not. Because I had an answer for memorable moments. And I didn't
What were some of the most memorable moments from your time recording the podcast?
I'm really glad you asked that because I had like the perfect answer for it.
I must be tripping. I swear we just did this
question. No, we were talking about flipping guests and I was talking about family.
Favorite guests. Family. Okay, so favorite moments now.
So anyways, favorite moments, highlight, was I've when you said, hey, it's Jovi or whatever when introducing. And I was like, oh my gosh, he finally slipped up. Because I always slip up. Always me.
That's my favorite memorable moments.
And so I finally had something above him that I could like traumatize him with and be like, well, remember that one time you said, hey, it's Jovi, even though your name's Boaz? Yeah, that's my highlight. That's one of my highlights. You go, next highlight.
My favorite moment was every time Jovi messed up. Was it introducing or saying goodbye? It was saying goodbye.
I'm not even going to help.
Saying goodbye on every episode. Think one time she did hi. She would wave in real life. Be like, bye, guys.
I still do wave. Stop it. He's actually... You suck.
Hey, guys. This is Jovi. Goodbye, guys.
Yeah. So one time I said hi instead of bye. And then we were all like, wow, Jovi, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, bro.
I do wave. Every time that you hear me say goodbye, if you're listening to an episode, I'm waving both hands. I don't know who I'm waving at. It's not like I'm waving at Boaz either. It's just me waving into oblivion.
She's saying bye to me.
Yeah, I'm never going to see you after this. Later. So may as well. Okay. Any other memories?
I know, do you have
this
any?
Was a really cringe memory for me, but it was I had to do the call with one of the people that was from the army.
They were
on one of the ships in Wellington or whatever, Wellington Harbour. And so I had to call him for the interview. And the thing with the calling is that there's like a moment of silence before he hears it.
Oh, no, it's like the news.
So I would be like asking a question and then I'd ask it again or like add to it and he'd start speaking as I asked the question. So he'd be like, oh, you can go. It was so bad.
Right, and I watch that episode now.
don't even. That was like the worst thing. Also, a favorite memory as well is when we started putting music in, because how cringe was it that I didn't know that it would just be me going, okay, we'll be back after the break. And I thought that someone would edit it and put music in from here at the radio station. And for like the first like maybe 10, 15 episodes, I would be like, and we'll be back after the break. And back again. Hey, is it? Instead of music or any kind of interlude. It was awful. So cringe. So I was so happy when we started putting music in.
Maybe the viewers could have just pieced it together and maybe we were having the break, probably
didn't even want to listen to it because they were like 30-minute long episodes of talking, whereas ours are like 15 minutes talking, music, 15 minutes talking, you know?
Yeah.
Any other favourite memories?
Favourite memories? Yeah, when I ran out of questions with Pierce.
Yeah.
That was pretty...
Yeah, that's like the worst part. It was embarrassing. Yeah. I was going to say that one time you got called out for your bad as... what's it? Voice message thing?
Oh, yes. I've still got that. CVs. I haven't changed it yet.
It's good. Oh, my God. I was trying to make it seem like I hated it when you first showed it to me. I was like, that is so bad. I can't actually admit that it was actually genius, but like, okay. All right, next question.
Should I need to change that?
Yeah, you probably should.
Anyway.
He's regretting it.
Number four, what was one of the biggest challenges you faced while making episodes for the podcast?
Okay, when I first started, I was doing 5 questions an episode.
Yeah.
And you'll understand that 5 is not enough.
Yeah.
So I would like awkwardly be rewriting questions and making new questions while the guest was right in front of me, and it'd be too cringe. Yeah. Mm. How about you?
Mine was probably committing to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I know all too well about that.
Yeah.
Why don't you expand on that?
So, I would show up to the podcast, Jovi would have her questions, and I'd be like, oh, shoot, I thought it was another episode, or I thought something else.
Yeah.
And not have any questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and okay, so though, guys.
Your boy would freestyle or make questions on the spot. You know it.
Anyways, next question.
All right.
That's on you.
Let's see. Is there a particular topical piece of advice from the series that you personally found most valuable or impactful?
Ooh, our partying one, that was a really good one, because I know I'm going to Christchurch on the 26th, and so I'm like,
yeah,
it's going to be lots of partying. Do you know, I got put in a dorm that was all boys before us, and it was like, okay, we have a whole confessions like page on Instagram for the O House that I'm going to.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, C14 sucks. They play their music way past curfew. C14 boys are so cool. They have the best parties, best music taste.
Yeah.
Heaps of like contrasting like comments on C14. And I was like, man, I hope I don't get C14. You know what Jovi got?
C14.
Yeah. So hopefully it doesn't smell strange or have anything random left there. But yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. But anyways, that was one of the things for partying culture, because going to uni, fun times.
Yeah, let's go.
What about you?
Shoot.
I know you had an answer to this one. Do you remember it?
Shoot. Most.
We already talked about it. It was about someone's phone call thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I got a lot of information off that, but didn't use it very well.
Yeah, Miss Calder, she really called you out there that if you really want to get a good job, that you shouldn't have a strangely crack up funny voice message thing.
Bro, I was just like, so you're saying that if someone calls me and they don't pick up, they hear that? I'm like,
like that's how it works. Like,
yeah, I didn't.
You
really,
didn't think that maybe that when they're calling you, they'd be like, oh, he's not answering.
Mm.
It's not going to show me their voice message. I'm just going to end the call.
The voicemail I had before that was me pretending that I answered the phone.
That's like, a good one, though. I love that one. Anyone that has that and actually does it really well is good, you know?
It's like, and bro, imagine like continuing the conversation, like guessing everything that's happening. Just like, oh, yeah, no, I'll just get back to you, though. Like, yeah, no.
Sorry, I'm busy right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow, so good. Okay. Anything else that you remember? Not about any cars or anything. I love how I'm prompting you here for your own answers. Yeah. I shouldn't be doing that. You can answer your own questions.
Your boy's tired. What can I say?
Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say... No, I wasn't going to say anything, actually. Next question.
All right. Let's see. How do you think the podcast has made an impact on your target audience, high school and university students?
I hope that you guys have learned. That's all I can hope for.
Yeah.
That is all. Yeah.
Basically.
Last question then.
No, 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 wait, hold it. I want to say something to the target audience.
Oh, okay.
I think that my target audience has
Our audience, of course,
has grown up a year since they started watching.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've learned a lot in that year.
Yeah.
Now they can do their own study instead of listening to this podcast.
Hopefully you guys won't need us next year, because this year.
I mean, let's be real. What other topics could we do?
Oh, there were so many that I had ideas for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not going to share them, though, because that would make the viewers be like, oh, dang. I really,
dang.
The one that I really did want to do was, have, a male mentor come on to, talk with you about, I don't know, guy stuff, and then to have a female mentor come on to talk with me about female stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, though, true. I have one last thing before we ask our next question, which is Kyle, the original OG, the host, he said recently, hey, Jovi and Boaz, hopefully you've been well recently. Been listening to the podcast the last few weeks and wanted to tell you and Boaz, you all have been amazing and great.
Yeah.
Oh, so sweet. I appreciate all the work you put into making it your own and that you guys have been killing it as the stars of the show.
Oh,
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah.
Great way to end the show.
It's a great way.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
It's a sad ending.
Yeah, I feel like we've got one last thing to talk about here, which is...
Are there any future plans or projects you'd like to share with your audience? Or is this truly the end of the podcasting journey?
I feel like I should be fake tears right now. Oh my goodness. It's the end. Yeah, this is the end, isn't it?
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you guys listening want to take on the episodes, the commitment that is Tips of Teens, and maybe turn it into something of your own, or just, fill in the role, then we're happy for you guys to email freefm. I don't know what the email is, but you can find it somehow.
Yep.
Free FM 89. I had to look at the thing.
89.0.
Yeah. Wait, here it is. info@freefm.org.nz. That's the email.
Yeah.
That's the end of the episode, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang. This is
it's finally sitting
in. Bro.
This is the last outro.
We've been doing this for a whole year.
Last outro. Well, I've been doing it for a whole year.
I mean, how long have I been doing it? Since
May, March.
Yeah,
one of the M's.
Yeah.
How do we want to do this outro?
Let it bow. No.
Should I do it waving? Should I say hi, guys?
No, you've got to.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'll hi, guys. Welcome to. The, just stop.
Keep
no.
it going. Keep
hi,
it going.
Hi, welcome to the episode of Tips of Teens and everything in between. This is Jovi and Boaz.
Yeah.
See you guys.
See ya.
Never. Bye.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.